Right now to Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, and a very good morning to you. Not a great morning on the GDT auction, though, by the look of it.
No. Morning, Tim. Yeah, look, it might be the 5th of July here, but it's still the 4th of July in the US, so they're enjoying their big festive holiday. Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't very festive for the 4th of July global dairy trade auction overnight. The global dairy price index has fallen 3.3%, so that's a fairly chunky fall. So the global dairy trade price index now lurking near the previous low that we saw back in April, but it's also sort of hitting similar levels we haven't seen since late 2020. Some pretty significant price falls in there as well. Butter down 10.3%, buttermilk powder 11.4%, cheddar down 3.1%. But the key sort of commodity prices, the ones that really drive the dollars, so to speak, skim milk powder down 6%. Whole milk powder was actually the shining light of the overnight auction because it was only down 0.4%. Skim milk powder, that's sort of sitting at just over $2,500 per metric ton, or that's the index price. That is a three-year low. The whole milk powder, trading very much in a range as it has for most of 2023, and actually I suppose we should take some comfort from that the whole milk powder price isn't falling away. We're still waiting for sort of demand to return in that market. Fonterra think that China demand will return towards the end of this year. Prices did fall at what's called the Global Dairy Trade Pulse Auction. That was the 27th of June. That was a week ago. So the sentiment coming in was weak. Not the best result for the morning, though, Tim.
One very important measure to discuss is business confidence, obviously, and because it's a good indicator of where we're headed, eh?
Yeah, so this is the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research released their quarterly survey of business opinion yesterday. So when you hear people talking about the NZIERQSBO, now you know what that is. It's a key survey for the market, for economists, for the central bank, insight into what's happening with business opinion and sentiment. Now, we were expecting to see some confirmation of the mixed results that we saw in the recent ANZ business outlook, and that's probably what we got. There were some pretty interesting numbers in the QSBO yesterday, though. At a high level, I think you can say that the survey indicates that right now there appears to be little need for the Reserve Bank to deliver another move higher in the official cash rate. Business confidence has picked up, but it's picked up from low levels and still at very low levels. On a seasonally adjusted basis, 59% of businesses, so let's call that almost two-thirds, expect a deterioration in general economic conditions in the coming months. That's quite high. In terms of their own trading activity, a net 13% reported reduced trading activity in the June quarter, and that an increased proportion of businesses expect their own activity to decline in the next quarter. So that's not very positive. Now, one notable result in the survey, Tim, capacity utilization, quite a big and significant shift down in this measure. This means that businesses have the capacity to increase output. So we can sort of look at that as being a bit of a canary in the coal mine for a sign of the economy slowing. The other key feature, maybe the notable feature, the labour situation appears to have changed considerably. Now, the Reserve Bank looks closely at these figures in the NZIER survey. It's the difficulty of finding skilled and unskilled labour and how much labour is a sort of a limiting factor for businesses. Now, the number of respondents having difficulty finding skilled labour has fallen from 44% to 38%, but that number peaked at 73%. And is that a similar for the measure for finding unskilled labour as well? So the labour market seems to be sort of freeing up, and labour is a constraint to business. That's also eased. So lots of data in there, depending on your point of view. I think there's definitely evidence that inflationary pressures are easing and the labour market's moving in the direction the RBNZ would like it to go.
Well, speaking of reserve banks, what do you make of the RBA? And they stay at 4.1, so that's what, nearly 1.5 points, 1.5% cheaper.
Yeah, they definitely seem to be, you know, slightly different track from the RBNZ. I thought they might add another 25 basis points yesterday. They didn't. They left rates unchanged. They did say more tightening is possible. So they're sort of going on this watch, wait and worry, which seems to be the central bank mantra at the moment as far as monetary policy is concerned. Pretty much what we would call a hawkish hold. Certainly doesn't preclude further moves over the rest of the year. Yeah, but, you know, that opinion was sort of split going into that, and they've decided to leave rates unchanged at the moment.
Quick blath through the numbers, please.
Yeah, everything in the US unchanged because they're having a holiday. 34418 for the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 4455, and the NASDAQ 13,816. No changes there. The FTSE 100 lost 8 points, 7519. The Nikkei lost about a percent yesterday, 33,422. Shanghai Composite 3245, barely moved. The ASX 200 gained 0.45% yesterday, 7279, and we gained just over 0.5% in the NZX 50, 11,980. Currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.6194 against the US, 0.9249 Aussie, 0.5686 Euro, 0.4869 pounds, 89.52 yen. Gold, $1,925. Brent crude, just over $76.
Terrific stuff. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.